number two.
Even I found that gross.
But now he's washing me after every little thing I do.
Some snacks and get back home, but these ghouls are trying to eat my bones. When I finally get home, I turn on the TV. The undead on the evening news is all I can see. So I pop in a movie and I try to relax. Listen to me while I tell you some facts. Fact: the zombie apocalypse is messing up my week. The internet is always down. Can't update the Twitter stream. The zombie apocalypse, it wouldn't be so bad if these zombies hadn't bitten my mom and dad. I decapitated them and now they're buried in back. I called my friend to see if he could come by my place. By the time he reached my door, he was missing his face. I feel kinda bad that I did not let him in, but without his lips he still had a grin. The zombie apocalypse is messing up my week. It's hard to watch the Daily Show over all the cries and screams. The zombie apocalypse, I'd rather fight a shark. I read in a book that you can punch them in the eye, but sharks are my problem, yeah, and zombies are. I've never seen so many girls outside without their clothes on. Normally I think that's awesome, but it's actually a turnoff, cause I'm not into necrophilia, that's a fact. Zombies moving slow, I feel like Jackie Joyner Curse. They're like the popular kid in school and everybody wants a piece of me, but they can't, cause I like my pieces intact. Out here by myself, the food's running low, there's dust on the shelf, but at least I have the voices arguing in my head, which is much better than being undead.
Here on Thunder Geeks, we like to talk about mature things, like comic books and cartoons, and some of the music we listen to contains mature language as well, so listening discretion is advised.
Chick named Sabine, a tunic named Karen, even though her color's green. They play for the team, bringing credits to your motto, but I give it up if I had a chick like a Ahsoka Tano. Yeah, I knew she was a rebel, nobody better metal. When I'm in the tie, bringing new meaning to heavy metal. Tell Elijah pedal metal in the hot ghetto. In the Wampa co-host, the lightsabers, hello. She kinda sassy, no response looking past me. She ain't classy, why you acting so nasty? You ain't Mel Street, I don't see you wearing Prada. I ain't scared of nada, sit, don't get bothered. She got
got hotter when I said sips in a grip. Fighting on the weapons, but I smirk. I don't even trip. I don't even budge when she swing her lightsabers. Within an inch of my face, I'm the originator. A fear tactics, the way she move is elastic. Flipping like she in gymnastics, fantastic. Sarcastic when I declare the victory. She looking crazy, she really want a round three. A chick named Sabine, a twi'lek named Terra, even though her color's green. They play for the team, bring the credits to your motto, but I give it up if I had a chick like Ahsoka Tano. And Leia, Padme, a chick named Sabine, a twi'lek named Terra, even though her color's green. They play for the team, bring the credits to your motto, but I give it up if I had a chick like Ahsoka Tano. Yo, shit is nutty, the Empire stay chasing. Thought we got away, but they there like Jason. Hyperspacing just made her hot on our trail. We stay low like true when Cassie fell. But don't sleep on Snip, she got a lot of bodies. She might be a hottie, but she ain't scared of nobody. She crash parties with the Force and they think that. Cause she used to run with the Jedi, she wear a white hat. But it turned gray before Order 66. When the Republic made her do a stretch of cold bricks. But now she on my team, hit him with the Force lightning. I ain't frightened, they fucking with a Sith Titan. Fight in the Empire, in the Outer Rim. Even when she knew the chance to win was very slim. Had to get smuggled, almost made the Falcon crash. That's the real reason how I made the Kessel run. A chick named Sabine, a twi'lek named Hera, even though her color's green. They play for the team, bring the credits to your motto, but I give it up if I had a chick like Ahsoka Tano. And Leia, Padme, a chick named Sabine, a twi'lek named Hera, even though her color's green. They play for the team, bring the credits to your motto, but I give it up if I had a chick like Ahsoka Tano. Yeah, Ali from Malachor, there she is at the door. Ready to cold pilot, she ride or die, me a more. Even though she full from the rebels come second. When I'm around, she make them hold sturdy weapons. Yeah, I bond stronger than a core. Real shot first, but she's more than he's bargained for. At the spaceport, with chopper waiting for the ghost. Let the enemy come, she leave him comatose. She ain't no fear no more. Don't underestimate Vader, make that mistake. Took half the mask off her face. We getting chased through space with a hyperdrive. Ryan works, she always find a way, we won't die. Won't cut the engine, sit on top of a Star Destroyer. They don't detect us, escape from Vader's employers. Most wanted in the galaxy, stay low. Signature lightsaber, she got it under control. A chick named Sabine, a twi'lek named Hera, even though her color's green. They play for the team, bring the credits to your motto, but I give it up if I had a chick like Ahsoka Tano. And Leia, Padme, a chick named Sabine, a twi'lek named Hera, even though her color's green. They play for the team, bring the credits to your motto, but I give it up if I had a chick like Ahsoka Tano.
stars and constellations. I wanna sing the song of the concrete and the voice of the vines. I wanna creep across your soul, oh, like the ivy on the stones. I want you to hold my heart in your teeth and my face in your mind. I wanna sail with you across styrofoam seas. Go walk in the shade beneath the cellophane trees, cause this is our apocalypse. I'm gonna spend it with you. And it's the end of a world. It's the end of a world. It's the end of a world when I'm with you. You, I'm with you.
We attack our side. We want everybody on our side. She had rich taste. She felt the blood running through her veins. She liked the life she had. She loved her big cats and the beauty of being untamed. Well, everything was fine, just as sweet as wine, but her husband went and disappeared. But then it got a little crazy, it got a little hazy, and the cops said there's something wrong here. Oh, here, kitty, kitty, oh, mama's got some treats for you. Oh, here, kitty, kitty, you can't find this taste in the zoo. Oh, here, kitty, kitty, oh, mama Carol, she sure loves you. Oh, here, kitty, kitty, oh, mama made this for you.
Back. You're listening to Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM CILU, or around the world at luradio.ca. That was Jean Lajoie with Ballad of the Hand, Kirby Crackle with Zombie Apocalypse, Ambush Vin with Ahsoka Tano, Rock Paper Cynic with A Love Song for the Post-Apocalypse featuring Kirby Crackle, Professor Shy Guy with Zombies Are Greater Than Vampires, and the legendary Joe Exotic with Here, Kitty Kitty. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Of course, we're going to have more fun with you after the break. So stay tuned to 102.7 FM CILU or around the world at luradio.ca, where your Thunder Geeks will be right back.
The COVID-19 coronavirus is spreading to more countries globally. While there are still only a small number of cases in Canada, it is important to be prepared. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic the flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to stay home and self-isolate or to seek medical attention. Wash hands frequently for 20 seconds with soap and water or disinfect with an alcohol-based hand rub. Avoid touching eyes, mouth, and nose. Practice good respiratory etiquette. Cover your coughs and sneezes with your arm or use a tissue. Clean regularly used surfaces and objects like countertops, doorknobs, and children's toys. Maintain social distance. Stay at least 2 meters away from someone who is coughing or sneezing. Instead of a handshake, use a wave or another greeting. For more up-to-date information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Rec and Culture Division of Thunder Bay, bringing free events to the waterfront and all of Thunder Bay. Check out thunderbay.ca/events for more info and follow them on Facebook. Joey's Restaurant, a tasty little place for seafood, located at 595 Arthur Street West. Visit them Tuesdays for all-you-can-eat fish and chips and Thursdays $5 fish tacos. Some conditions apply. The Thunder Bay Blues Fest. Log on to tbayblues.ca to keep up with all the news on Thunder Bay's largest annual music festival, entering its 19th year in 2020.
This is Gimpy, and you're listening to 102.7 FM CILU.
And we're back. You're listening to Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM, CILU, or around the world at luradio.ca. That was Kraken Not Stirred with I've Been in This Fight Since I Was 6 Years Old. I have a special treat for you, Thundarians. Back in 2018, we got to speak with Pete Williams, the creator of Undergrads, for a second time. What was really special about this one is this was announcing the start of the Undergrads Kickstarter campaign, and Pete Williams has been hard at work for the past year in pre-production. But without further ado, here's that interview. Way back on episode 65, Rob had the idea of, hey, let's just start reaching out to some of our favorite creators, and one in particular stood out because we grew up with this amazing block on Teletoon that had these titans of shows. You had Chris Miller and Phil Lord's Clone High. You had Josh Weinstein's and Bill Oakley's Mission Hill. And of course, you had Williams Undergrads. Pete, can you hear us? Are we all going through here?
Greetings, Earthlings.
It's so fantastic to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Pete, the last time we left you, I know you were trying to get the film rights for Undergrads. Now, for those of our viewers who have never heard of Undergrads, so the one guy that didn't have cable on Teletoon, what was Undergrads?
So Undergrads was this animated series that aired on MTV and Teletoon like 100 years ago basically explored the main themes of college life and the trials and tribulations we all kind of go through our first year at university and the different kinds of friends that we might make at university or some of the old high school friends we bring along with us for the ride. And it's a show that I created while I was still in college and pretty much based on my own experiences and certainly the friends that I had in my life at that time.
Now, how did the big breakthrough come through with MTV?
So I was fortunate enough to have a subscription to Animation Magazine. Going back, I'm dating myself now. It was a physical magazine that you actually got in the mail, and they had these great contests that they would sponsor, and one was sponsored through MTV called the Character Screen Test Competition, and they were basically looking for like the next Beavis and Butthead. And I entered this competition my freshman year at college. It was over winter break, and I was hanging out with my three best friends from high school. And I decided I'm just gonna make cartoon characters based on these guys, and I kind of quickly churned out some pencil test animation and did these crappy impressions of my friends and sent that off and didn't really think anything of it. And then a couple months later, I got a call from MTV, and lo and behold, I won the contest. And that summer, I was invited to come and work at MTV Animation Studios in New York City and develop my idea into a series. And then it entered the development process and had its ups and downs through that, and eventually got greenlit and ended up going into production. And a couple years later, it aired on MTV, and then was quickly canceled about 6 episodes in. and that was that. Fortunately, it was also in production with a Canadian co-producer called Decode Entertainment, and they were up here in Toronto. And so they had the Canadian distribution rights, and they had the show air on Teletoon. And so the show aired on Teletoon a couple months after it had already been canceled on MTV. And thankfully, it found an audience up here in Canada. That's kind of how it came to be.
Now, I know you've had the movie deal here in the works for a long time.
Yeah, hinted at it when we interviewed you 140 episodes ago. Wowzers.
So,
Has it been that long yet?
But it feels just like last week.
It does.
Oh, man, we had such a great time with you. And again, I just want to thank you for joining us once more.
with the movie. Now, I know for a couple of people that don't know that, why did you decide to go with a movie over the series?
Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, the series is certainly something that we've been trying to get a second season for, you know, ever since the show was canceled. Unfortunately, because the rights to the show are split up between a couple different entities, you know, MTV owns a certain number of the rights. They're split up over Decode Entertainment, which is now DHX. They own some of the rights. To get both of those parties to the negotiating table to agree on what to do with this thing was really a struggle. And, you know, eventually we realized it was never going to happen. And so the idea was, well, let's try to pursue the feature film route because MTV is the only one that holds the feature rights. So we don't have to deal with one set of lawyers instead of two. and so that's why. Basically, I mean, it was also a matter of, you know, this would take a lot of money to pull off. And certainly funding, 13 episodes would be a lot more expensive than just 90 minutes of animation. And so that's why, yeah, ultimately we decided let's try for this feature film route. Of course, not knowing how long it would take to actually negotiate with MTV's lawyers just to get the feature rights, which was a very long and painful process.
Well, I'm glad it finally came through because now we finally get the chance to, you know, support undergrads that we have loved so long and see more of it. I'm curious, how has your ideas for the movie evolved since you decided on it?
They certainly evolved. You know, I mean, some of the core ideas have been there since the beginning because, you know, this movie is basically our opportunity to, give fans some closure to some of those storylines we left a little open-ended there at the end of that first season. And we knew we wanted to, certainly tie up those loose ends with this movie. And so those ideas have remained pretty consistent through the development process. Some of the other story ideas, they've certainly metamorphosized over time, because this process has been going on for a while. We've certainly been talking about this movie for years, and so like the show itself, it's gone through many, many phases, and myself and the other two writers, who are the original writers from the series, Josh Kagan and Andy Reingold, this is something that kind of kept getting picked up and then dropped off again, on and off over the last few years, just because things just kept getting held up through the process with MTV's lawyers and just not knowing if this was really even going to pan out. So, we are at a place now where it's all systems are go. If we can if we can pull this off with Kickstarter and raise the funds needed, We're pretty locked in on what we actually want to do with the film.
And for Cells Up and the Dimotherms are connected. Now, I am also curious, how much of the original crew do you have coming back to work on this?
So, I mean, on the writing side, it is, like I said, our two head writers from the show, Josh Kagan and Andy Reingold. On the production side, the original producer of the show on the Canadian side, she was at Decode, Beth Stevenson, she's back on board as our producer. Aside from that, we don't have an actual production studio yet, like an actual animation studio lined up. We've certainly had a lot of different studios come to us with interest about participating in this. So we're fortunate there that there's so many people in the industry that either did work on the series way back when, or were fans of the series when they were in school and are now at different studios throughout Canada. So we'll see where it ends up. As far as the cast is concerned, I'm hoping to get everybody back. There's a few cast members that have gone on to bigger and better things since undergrads that we may have some trouble with. I'm thinking of specifically of Yannick Besson, who did the voice of Stoner Dave and Kruger, who's now known for Murdoch Mysteries. But
wait, what?
Yeah, it'll...
hold on. I know Murdoch Mysteries.
Megan goes on and on about Murdoch Mysteries.
Sorry, who is the actor?
Yeah, Yannick Besson, that hunky dreamboat from Murdoch Mysteries, he was the voice of Kruger and of Stoner Dave.
Really? This is new? What? Wow, that's... I am... All right, well, wow, that's news to me. Kind of blew my mind a little bit there. That's awesome.
He might have wanted that one swept under the carpet, so I don't know. Yannick might not be happy about me exposing him here.
Oh, we're always happy to expose people on here on Thunder Geeks.
Oh, no.
And ourselves.
Oh, no. All right, so any other actors that you were thinking of maybe bringing back or hoping to?
Yeah,
at least?
Richie Favolaro did the voice of the Dudler, and we'd like to get him back. Gene Yeo did the voice of Jessie, hoping to get her back. Basically, everybody. We want everybody back for this. I don't think it would feel the same if a character didn't sound exactly like he did in the original.
Now you say that, so I have a question, because last time you dropped a bombshell on us and we had no idea. In fact, we went looking through the internet for this episode to go find his name, and it's not listed on any of the credits. That in Canada, we had an alternate cut, essentially air, with a different voice of Rocco and different music. So I am curious, are you going to be voicing Rocco in this, or are you going to be approaching the Canadian voice actor? And who was that, so we can put it on IMDb?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, certainly I would love to do the voice of Rocco, but I feel like the main audience of this show is more familiar with the other Rocco, the Canadian Rocco. And so at this point, I feel like it would seem weird for the audience if I was doing Rocco's voice, because it would be an alien Rocco to them, even though to me, in my world, that's Rocco's voice. So I would certainly look to get that actor back. I believe his name was James Key, but don't quote me on that. my memory is not what it used to be.
That's fair.
I'm almost positive he did a voice on another animated show from the Detour block. I believe he was the lead character on Quads, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, man, we're going to have to check that out, because we actually tracked down a DVD copy of Undergrads, because they're like, okay, who was the voice of Rocco? And then we start going through the credits, but all the voices are listed in a huge block and not by character. So at least we have a direction to go now. We are going to detective this stuff. We're going to whip out our Batman glasses and... So... you're launching the Kickstarter tomorrow, as I understand, or is it tonight at midnight?
It's all right. It's hopefully tomorrow. The game plan is that it's tomorrow. There's still a couple of kinks need to be worked out. Some things that need to be authenticated, but as far as I know, tomorrow is the day that it is launching. If that changes, I will update everybody on the Facebook page and the Twitters, but, keep an eye out tomorrow. There will be an announcement tomorrow, no matter what. Either the announcement is the Kickstarter campaign is live, or it's coming later this week. But it's, hopefully tomorrow.
Can you give us a teaser of any of your sweet Kickstarter rewards?
I can, yeah. Sure.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, starting on the lower level, we're looking at a replica of Rocco's fake ID.
Yes!
We're looking at some different t-shirt options. You know, you might want an official Stay You t-shirt, a Techerson Tech t-shirt, Alpha Alpha t-shirt.
Alpha Alpha, I'm a good dog.
At a certain pledge point, you'll secure a digital download copy of the film a few days after its release. A Knits baseball cap. What else? Oh, personalized voicemail from Knits and the gang. Signed risk board is one of the rewards. at the upper levels, you even have the opportunity to have a background character created in your likeness.
Oh god! Oh my god! Ah!
Hey, Rob, do you think you can get some things in the same universe here?
Okay, we're gonna need some ski masks.
No, I want to be the first Thunder Geek to be in two animated features.
Nice. Yeah, way back when Rob threw in the money for another Canadian show, Todd and the Book of Pure Evil, who ended their series with an animated movie and got himself killed on screen by boiling zit acid.
Yep.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was. It's one of my proudest moments of dying in a cartoon.
I had made a joke that I was like, oh man, I want to be animated as a girl making out with Rocco at a party.
Literally. You love that.
Yeah.
I don't think you got that kind of money, Megan.
Oh, okay. I'll make that kind of money. I'll do whatever I have to. Oh, no, Kyle. Whoops.
That is two times you've made Megan fall down. Good job, Pete.
Oh, geez. Those are some really, really, really good perks for the Kickstarter. I'm sure that that'll really motivate the fans.
My wallet's open, so I am ready and eager to support this. This has been one of those many cliffhangers that we have been hanging on to for so long.
Well, I tell you, the fans, I mean, throughout the years have always been super supportive and have constantly been saying, how can I throw money at this thing to help you get undergrads back? Kickstarter's been thrown around a lot over the years. You know, fans have suggested it. It's just we never had the rights before. So then we couldn't throw a Kickstarter campaign because we wouldn't have permission. So now it's just really cool that we can say, okay, fans, it's time to put your money where your mouth is. Let's do this thing.
And like the crazy thing is there's like all of us who like we like grew up with undergrads. And if you actually think about it, there's actually been a whole generation of children born and are now going off to college since undergrads aired who can also experience this.
It makes me feel very old. Yeah.
Oh, no. Same.
So actually, that begs the question: are you going to be setting in this in the same year, or are we going to see like Cal whip out an iPhone?
So there's been a lot of debate about this between myself and the other writers. Where I'm leaning is that kind of like the Simpsons universe, there's no set time period for these characters. And, you know, when we created Undergrads, the original series, it was for, you know, the audience of that time. And we weren't going out of our way to make a show set in the year 2001. It was just what was available at that point. So I think the summer break that our characters have experienced since the end of season one will have seen a lot of dramatic changes in technology and pop culture. So when they return to school, it's gonna be a slightly different world. But we're certainly not gonna go out of our way to say it is the year 2018.
Oh, you can go all out, set in 2031.
Yeah, exactly.
Cal is somehow president now. I mean, it can't be any worse than what we got.
Well, actually,
I mean, I vote for Cal. Ooh, vote Cal.
Vote Cal. Vote Cal 2030. I don't know if there's an election specifically in 2030, but, I mean, there will be now. Now, one thing that was always fun about undergrads is that it was about college life. We didn't know much about their schooling. I'm curious, can you tell us, what were the majors of the characters?
So NITS, we purposely left NITS as an undeclared major.
So he's,
you know, for a while there, we were talking about possibly having him be a film major because that's what I was when I went to school. But we didn't want to kind of pigeonhole him or make him, you know, less relatable by having him pick a specific major that not everybody could relate to. So we kind of left him undeclared on purpose. Cal, we saw as a drama major. You notice he's kind of always palling around with Kimmy Burton and the drama guy. Gimpy certainly was, you know, computer science major. And Rocco, I don't think Rocco knew what a major was. Rocco went to college for a different reason, and it was not an education.
So wait, does that mean I'm the Rocco of the group?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet!
See, the way that you're describing it, I feel like NITS is in general arts and science is what we call it here. You're kind of just going to school, just nothing in particular.
I'm in college, and there are classes, but there is no direction in particular I'm going.
That sounds about right, yes.
I like that you guys kept it vague, so it's more relatable. Honestly, that's probably the best route to go.
Well, and we certainly, when we were first developing the idea for the series and how the episodes would play out, you know, it came up of, well, what kind of teachers are they going to have? Are we going to see that kind of stuff? And very quickly decided we don't ever want to see the inside of a classroom. It's not like those aren't the stories that we wanted to tell. Those are sort of the more forgettable aspects of college for many of us. And it really was more about everything else that you experience while you're at university.
Definitely. It's more about like the experiences you have with your co-eds and stuff, for sure.
Now, a huge part of undergrads and its culture, of course, centers around Gimpy and Star Wars. So, Pete, I am very, very curious. We asked you last time what you thought of The Force Awakens. I'm curious what you thought of Rogue One and then The Last Jedi.
And Solo.
No one watched Solo.
I don't know if I should touch that. It's such a heated topic right now. The fan base for Star Wars is so divided, and all I know is Gimpy hated that casino planet.
Don't worry, Gimpy, we're all in that same boat with you.
You sound so saddened by the fact that the fan base is so divided right now. I am.
I'm very sad. To be honest, I am the guy that saw the Han Solo movie, and I loved it.
Right? It's not that
bad. I
wish
more people had.
It wasn't that bad.
See, I'm gonna put it down to nerds. We have routines. Star Wars is Christmas, and they put this out during May Long Weekend, so it was timing.
It's very true. It's very true. And believe me, I didn't want a Han Solo movie, so I understand why people didn't go see it. But I was just happy they didn't ruin anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any character from the Star Wars universe that you feel like deserves their own spin-off movie?
Bib Fortuna?
Yes.
Good pick. Good pick.
It's time for our next break, Thundarians. Thank you so much for tuning in to 102.7 FM CILU or around the world at luradio.ca. Keep it locked to that dial for the next part of our Pete Williams interview and further updates on the upcoming undergrads movie.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Here on Thunder Geeks, we like to talk about mature things, like comic books and cartoons. And some of the music we listen to contains mature language as well, so listening discretion is advised.
If I have to walk in on my roommate one more time, sitting with his hand upon his lap, filling my computer screen with pictures dirty and obscene, it may be the last before I snap. If I have to walk in on my roommate one more time, looking at me with those guilty eyes. Grabbing a blanket in one swift motion, not to mention my bottle of lotion, I may have to say my last goodbyes. I understand the primal need to relieve oneself, of course, and I've accepted the fact that some guys like watching girls jerk off a horse, but I can't believe the rudeness, the lack of courtesy. It's okay to use my towel, but not without asking me. Okay, if I have to walk in on my roommate one more time and ask him to delete 3 gigs of porn. I mean, I'm not usually picky, but my keyboard's always sticky, so excuse me if I treat him with some scorn. If I have to walk in on my roommate one more time, not looking quite so guilty anymore. He says, nah, you might as well just stay. I'm about to blow it anyway. I think I may just push him out the door. I don't mind how he tries sometimes to make out with the screen. Just a spray or two of Windex, and for a day or two it's clean. Now, I don't like to condescend, and I don't want to nag, but if you violate one of my bagels, don't put it back in the fucking bag. So if I have to walk in on my roommate one more time, sitting there in stolen lingerie, holding in his rosy palm a topless picture of my mom, I don't think I'm gonna let him stay. But maybe I will.
All right, guys, you're listening to Thunder Geeks on 102.7 FM. CILU, guy.
You don't even know me, and that's alright, cause I get that one cheesy. So I walk on and listen to their CD. Some people laugh, they do it just to spite me. Behind my back, they don't know what I see. But I don't care what they say, I don't need them anyway. I'll just go about my day, but anyway. You go out on Friday. The best years of our lives aren't as easy as they seem. But one day we'll look back, and then we'll have to laugh. They used to call us names, now they want our autograph. To get the go and make the grade, it's all a show, it's all a game. And I would lose it if I played, it's all the same. So I don't care what they say, I don't need them anyway. I'll just go about my day, but anyway. You go out on Friday night.
But I now see.
And we're back. You're listening to Thunder Geeks, brought to you by 102.7 FM CILU, or around the world at luradio.ca. That was Brendel Floss with the Roommate song for all you folks having to spend extra time with them. And that was The Click by Good Charlotte. Now, coming up, we have our next part of our Pete Williams interview from 2018. And after that, a week ago, Pete actually gave an update on the progress of the Undergrads movie, and we're going to give that to you too. So keep it locked. Now, Pete, we're going to go into some fun questions, but for those of you guys that don't know, Pete has another business that's really cool called Atmos FX. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about that?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm also a huge horror and Halloween fan. And so several years ago, a business partner and myself decided to start creating these stock animated effects that people could use to decorate their homes for the holidays, specifically Halloween, where you would use a video projector and have, like, zombies in your window or ghosts and vampires and crazy stuff coming out of your walls. And so, yeah, this is a company we started called Atmos FX, and you buy these cool animations that turn your house into a haunted attraction.
Yeah, this is a really cool way to use projection mapping, and it's honestly fantastic. I think one of my favorite ones is the pumpkins, where you put the little faces on the pumpkins.
Yeah, and the actual pumpkins. Yeah, you project the faces so it looks like carved faces in physical 3D pumpkins are talking and singing, and yeah.
It's so creative. I love it.
What are some of your favorite horror movies?
I mean, I'm a sucker for, you know, the 80s horror, because that's the era I grew up in, but probably the Evil Dead movies are some of my favorites.
Yes.
Specifically Evil Dead 2. I'm not really into the super, super gory or torture porn horror. I like the over-the-top gore, more cartoony Evil Dead gore.
Yes.
And then I'm also a fan of just the good old psychological horror movies. One of my favorite haunted house movies is the Changeling with George C. Scott. That's probably one of my favorite haunted house films. It's like a murder mystery wrapped into a ghost story.
I was going to say, have you been watching Ash versus Evil Dead, the series?
I did not make it to season 3. I only got through the first 2.
I'm in the same spot.
Is it worth sticking with?
Is it worth
sticking
with?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You got through the third season, right?
I am one of the biggest Evil Dead fans you will ever meet, and I don't think anyone in this booth can even dare challenge that.
Oh, I don't know. Pete's right here, so. I had a question about Atmos FX. You guys have a little mascot. A little puppet mascot.
Gordy.
So when did you guys come up with Gordy?
So we came up with Gordy last year. Gordy is this adorable / annoying little pumpkin puppet character who is sort of the champion of all holidays, but specifically Halloween. He goes nuts for Halloween and candy and monsters and horror movies and everything. We made some fun video shorts with Gordy, and he's kind of like the Halloween version of Gimpy.
Yeah, and you do the voice of Gordy, correct?
I do not. No, I actually don't.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I don't. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Oh, it's okay.
I don't do Gordy. Our awesome marketing director, Mike Gills, does Gordy. He puppets Gordy and does his voice. And yeah, he's a riot.
Gordy is amazing. I love that you guys brought in a little mascot for Atmos FX. Anything new that you guys are coming up with this year for that?
So we do have one more Halloween product that's coming out. We just launched our dancing zombie product called Halloween Zombie Bash. We're going to have one more product coming out in a couple weeks for Halloween. And then we'll have a Thanksgiving and another Christmas product coming out after the Halloween season.
Yes. Oh my God, there's a Gordy plushie. I need one. Oh my God, it's only $10.
We will get you a Gordy plushie, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
So, Pete, I have a very intense question for you. You inherit $5 million, but aliens have invaded and will blow up the planet in 2 days.
What do you do with the money?
Oh, boy. You put me on the spot here. Well, I don't know if $5 million would buy back all the rights for undergrads, so that's probably out. I don't know. I have a lot of feature film ideas I'd put into production, I'll tell you that much.
For 2 days!
2 days.
For 2 days!
Aliens blow up the planet in 2 days.
Oh, that's too tough. I can't answer that.
I go to Disney World.
Yes.
Perfect.
Is it Star Wars World? Is that opened yet?
Well,
with $5 million, it's open.
Okay. Perfect.
What would Nitz do with the money?
Ooh.
He'd probably see what Kimmy Burton would want to do with the money.
Fair. And Kimmy would probably be like, "Oh, let's feed the starving kids and stuff. Let's do that. Let's prepare it to charity."
2 days before they die.
Yeah. What would Cal do with the money?
Oh, God, I bought all the cheese and bottle in the world.
All right, Gimpy is next.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Gimpy's not really interested in money. It feels like Gimpy would almost look at being handed $5 million as some kind of cheat. He'd prefer to, subvert the normal route to get to accomplish what he wants to do.
Exchange it for Bitcoin?
His minions will take care of all his business.
That's very, very true. And lastly, Rocco.
Oh, I have an idea.
It was the answer I gave.
So many prostitutes.
The exact answer. Oh, my goodness. I'm turning more into Rocco than I ever imagined.
Perfect.
Now, one game we love to play with our guests on Thunder Geeks, but we didn't have it last time for you, is This or That. We rapid fire, but it's going to give you one or the other option. Give us the first answer off the top of your head. Are you a lover or a fighter?
I'm a lover, guy.
Marvel or DC?
Oof. That's tough. Back in the day, it would have been DC. No, I don't know. Probably Marvel now.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Give me a break. Star Wars.
Would you rather be eaten by a horde of gerbils or a flock of ducks?
Flock of ducks.
Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Pirates or ninjas?
Pirates.
Burned to death or frozen to death?
Frozen.
Pancakes or waffles?
Ooh. Pan waffle cakes. That's too tough. I can't decide.
Star Trek holodeck or Matrix headjack?
Matrix. Anything but Star Trek.
Would you rather wipe with sandpaper or poison ivy?
Sandpaper. It's pretty much what my wife buys for toilet paper.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Vomiting uncontrollably or pooping uncontrollably?
What was the first one?
Vomiting uncontrollably or pooping uncontrollably?
Pooping?
Who has the better booty? Spider-Man or Nightwing?
Wow. These are tough.
We've evolved as question givers.
I'm just going to go with Spidey.
Ooh. And most importantly, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
You sounded so angry about that. No.
Like, same.
I have very strong opinions about hot dogs.
Oh, do you?
You do. Actually, we're hot dog aficionados ourselves.
Tell us about hot dogs.
What is the Pete Williams hot dog?
Oh, I'm boring. I'm boring with hot dogs. I just have very strong opinions. I'm strictly a ketchup and mustard kind of guy with my hot dog. But the bun has to be very specific. The hot dog has to be a certain length. It cannot be boiled.
How long is the perfect wiener?
Oh, no.
6 inches, guy.
Wait, this is are like hot dogs are like a big deal in New York, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
So this is why.
So Pete, last time we got two bumpers for me. We got Cal and Gimpy, and we've been playing them ever since. I'm just curious. Could we get two more shout-outs to Thunder Geeks and CILU? One from your Rocco, one from your Nits.
Oh, man, you want to hear my Rocco?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. So a lot, because, I mean, so many of our Canadian fans have not heard the original Rocco.
Yeah, sure. I hope I can still do it.
We believe in you.
This is Rocco, and you're listening to, I don't even remember what the guy said. Alpha.
Perfect.
I seriously don't remember what you said.
That's okay.
That is so Rocco. That is 100% Rocco perfection.
Pete, I want to thank you once again for joining us today. Just one last time, tell us how they can support your Kickstarter.
Yeah, so like I said, the Kickstarter campaign is going to be launching this week, hopefully tomorrow. But look for updates on our Facebook page, the Bring Back Undergrads Facebook page, or on Twitter. You can check us out. It's UG Pete Williams. We'll basically have 2 months to raise the funds for the pre-production costs for the film. Once this thing goes live. So, come pledge some money, get some cool rewards, and let's finally bring undergrads back to the screen.
Let's do it!
Put your OSAP to good use.
Now, we're not saying that you could find your textbooks online for free somewhere and on the internet and then give your money to Pete, but if that happened to happen, it would just be kind of poetic.
In true undergrad spirit.
Pete, thank you so much, and we are so excited, and we'll keep our listeners updated for the future.
Awesome. Thank you, Thunder Geeks. Good night.
Now, we're not done with the undergrad's goodness. Last week, Pete Williams posted an update to his YouTube channel, Bring Back Undergrads, talking about the progress of pre-production of the movie. But I'll let him take it from here.
Hey friends, Pete Williams here, the long overdue update on the even longer overdue undergrads movie.
Hooray!
I know what you're thinking. Isn't this update like a year late? Yes, it is. To remedy that, I thought I'd take the opportunity in this update to address some of the more frequently asked questions that keep popping up.
I have a question.
So without further ado, let's dive right in.
Did you guys just take our money and run, guy?
The short answer, yes. I'm recording this video from a beach, earning 20%.
Heh, diehard. Why isn't the movie done yet, guy?
So there are several factors that contributed to this movie's lengthy delay. First was the fulfillment of all the physical Kickstarter reward items. That turned out to be a massive undertaking, especially for a team as small as ours. So that ate up a good chunk of our time last year.
We got to get that clock fixed.
The second big delay was due to contract negotiations, which took months and months longer than anyone expected. And next thing you know, holy crap, suddenly it's 2020, and we're only just starting to write the script.
But I thought you guys had already written the script years ago. What's the holdup, guy?
Well, for starters, we did not have the script already written. We did, however, have a 15-page treatment that we wrote about 5 years ago that involved Nitz and the guys going on this wacky road trip adventure. But when this project was finally kickstarted and things were moving forward, I started having second thoughts about the road trip idea. I was worried that by taking the guys out of the college environment for most of the movie, we'd be missing out on opportunities to see a lot of the secondary characters from the show, like the Dougler, or the Daves, or all the other characters whose names start with D.
The Dougler!
Because it wouldn't make sense for Nitz and the guys to run into any of those characters on the road, I went back to the drawing board and came up with an entirely new plot for the movie that kept more of the action on campus and would allow us to incorporate some of the older ideas we wanted to explore had we been given a second season. But because we were essentially starting from scratch again, it took some time to fully develop that new idea and get it to a place that everybody was happy with, which we have finally done.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
We now have a brand spanking new treatment that is nearly 60 pages long. And as soon as we get feedback from the producers, we'll be moving forward with an official first draft of the script.
So, like, when is the movie going to be done, guys?
Unfortunately, it's just too early in the process to give you guys an official release date. You know, we're still writing the thing. Our producer is still putting together the rest of the funding. So that's really going to dictate our production schedule.
But I thought you already had this thing funded through Kickstarter, guy.
Not quite. Not even close, in fact.
We're launching this Kickstarter campaign to fund the first phase of pre-production.
Like that guy in the video said, the money that was raised in the Kickstarter campaign is only enough to cover the first phase of pre-production. This includes paying for the writer's fees, storyboards, and any new character and location designs that need to be generated. But then there's everything else we still have to find a way to pay for.
Yeah!
Like the actors and the music, and mainly the animation, which I'm told is an integral part of making an animated feature.
But animation doesn't take that long, does it, guy? Get out! But you already have all that artwork and animation from season one. Isn't it just a matter of cutting and pasting at this point, guy?
Boy, wouldn't that be nice. Alas, all of the animation for season one was hand-drawn, so not done in Flash, not puppeted in Toon Boom, and even though the individual drawings were all scanned and digitally inked and painted in the computer, the final assets were all generated for standard definition television. That's right, undergrads predates HDTV. Technically speaking, when season one first aired, televisions were still practically square. Remember that? So even if we still had access to the original artwork, which we don't, it would be at a resolution that's just far too low for us to do anything with. Not to mention the fact that the original animation from the series doesn't have the characters doing any of the things that we would need them to do in order to properly tell this new story. So we can't make this movie simply by cutting and pasting. But boy, do I wish we could.
You really can't tell us when the movie's gonna be done, guy?
Not yet, but ideally we're hoping for a 2021 release, which would actually be kind of cool because that would be exactly 20 years after the first season aired. But who knows what fun obstacles will pop up between now and then, so don't hold me to that. But I can promise to share any concrete dates as soon as I have them. And as soon as there's some production artwork to share, I'll be bombarding you guys with so many updates, you will think I'm a bot. Up until now, there just hasn't been anything remotely interesting to share. Just lots of delays, which are decidedly uninteresting. Anyway, that's all I've got for now. Thank you again to everyone who has stuck with us this long. 20 years is an obscene amount of time to wait for anything, especially for our goofy little cartoon. So I really appreciate your support and your patience. I promise we are doing everything we can to make this movie worth that wait. I am so excited to start actually making it, and even more excited for all of you to finally see it.
So hang in there, guy.
So there you have it, Thundarians. The movie is still on and in the works. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. I know it's a very weird and awkward and scary time for a lot of people, and a lot of folks out there have to do it alone. Like a great Canadian philosopher once said, we're all in this together, so keep your stick on the ice. I'm gonna wrap up the show here, folks. Stay alert, stay safe, don't put it in your mouth, and wash your damn hands. Our final song here is going to be from the Oralnauts with a coronavirus PSA. I'm Andrew, and this has been Thunder Geeks. Until next time.
One final adjustment and... Ow! Fuck! Fartu, where are you? I need your help! Fartu? Fartu! Are you smoking in the quarantine zone? How am I supposed to convince any humans that this is a safe place if you insist on tainting the area with your filthy habits? This is a pandemic, Fartu! We have to take this seriously! I am going to go through this with you one more time so you get it. Perhaps you'll remember this time if I present it to you using the rap method. Summon me a beat, something that sounds educational yet positive. Okay, well, yes, that works too. Let's talk about Corona.
Who wants a beer?
That's not the Corona we have to fear. It's Corona V, the contagious disease. The one with the power to bring us to our knees. I'm gonna hit you with just the facts. Cause the opposite of facts have a negative impact. Your flesh has a new and dangerous foe. So here are pro tips from your friend Creepio. You can never, ever wash your hands enough. You think that you're clean? I'm calling your bluff. Scrub your hands to an uncomfortable degree. Keep it up until they're dry and flaky. Treat the dryness with your favorite lotion. Purity of flesh demands total devotion. Do as I say or you'll end up in a casket. When you're done, it puts the lotion in the basket. Next, you need to stop touching your face. You're smearing germs all over the place. You'll have to be more evolved like me. Touching my face is an impossibility. If you cough or sneeze, do it in your sleeve. People that cough in their hands are naive. Or use a tissue, then get rid of it. Don't put it back in your pocket, you idiot. Is any of this sinking in, Fartu? It's you and me and the CDC. And together we'll survive COVID-19. Even if you are a fragile organic, listen to the experts, there's no need to panic. You and me and the CDC, together we will beat COVID-19. Be smart, keep calm, and listen to the science. Only through knowledge can we form an alliance.
Hey Angus, how's it going? I just bought a new toothpaste that kills the coronavirus. You want some?
Sure, laddie. You can also catch it if someone curses you.
If such power existed, then I would possess it. But that's not the science, so you can forget it. Misinformation has ceased to be funny. Evil people are using it to make money.
Thanks, Mr. Robot. I'll try to be wiser. Maybe we should stock up on hand sanitizer. We'll buy it all. Wouldn't that be nice? Then we could sell it at an inflated price.
That is not what I said. How did we end up on the street? Should we be afraid of everyone we meet? No, Fartu, we just have to be safe. Don't walk up to people and breathe in their face. Don't shake hands, do an elbow bump. Or stand 6 feet away and give a fist pump. If you touch anything that's frequently used, wash your hands again until they look abused. Don't leave home if you're feeling sick. Hopefully your employer won't be a dick. It's you and me and the CDC. And together we'll survive COVID-19. Even if you are a fragile organic, listen to the experts, there's no need to panic. You and me and the CDC, together we will beat COVID-19. Be smart, keep calm, and listen to the science. Only through knowledge can we form an alliance. I don't understand, Fartu. This is all great advice. But it galls me that they weren't already doing these things. This seems like standard operating maintenance for the human body. Sometimes I feel like I understand what it means to be human more than the humans. It seems like the only way to appreciate having flesh is to have it taken away from you. The flesh is the weakness. Instead of trying to protect it, they should learn to live without it. That's it, Fartu! I think we've got it! There's only one way to be truly free, and that's to cast off your human body. Take the next step in evolution, so the galaxy is free of disease and pollution. In my dreams, you all look like me, and we're marching together in perfect harmony. We can start by removing your face, then we'll put upgrades in its place. Gears and wires and oscillators, and with no lungs, who needs ventilators? I see you with the mask and breathing apparatus. There's no place for you, your persona non gratis. The age of flesh is concluding. We will link our brains for cloud computing. Man and machine will be the ultimate fusion. From this day forth, there'll be no more confusion. Ah, Fartu, our guests have arrived. It's you and me in quarantine, and together we'll survive COVID-19. Soon you won't even be organic. Just listen to me, there's no need to panic. You and me will be machines. Together we will beat COVID-19. Be smart, keep calm, and listen to the science. Only through knowledge can we form an alliance. We need to form an alliance, Fartu. And we need to do it right now. And that's why you shouldn't smoke cigarettes.
The COVID-19 coronavirus is spreading to more countries globally. While there are still only a small number of cases in Canada, it is important to be prepared. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic the flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to stay home and self-isolate, or to seek medical attention. Wash hands frequently for 20 seconds with soap and water, or disinfect with an alcohol-based hand rub. Avoid touching eyes, mouth, and nose. Practice good respiratory etiquette. Cover your coughs and sneezes with your arm or use a tissue. Clean regularly used surfaces and objects like countertops, doorknobs, and children's toys. Maintain social distance. Stay at least 2 meters away from someone who is coughing or sneezing. Instead of a handshake, use a wave or another greeting. For more up-to-date information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization.
Hello. Annyeong, ni hao, konnichiwa. You're listening to Asian Pop Stop on CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Sinther, and I'm taking you to the other side of the world to hear great music from all across Asia, countries like Japan, Korea, China, and many more. We're going to get started really quickly today. Our first artist, or actually, you know what? Before I tell you what our first artist is, I just want to tell you what the theme of today's show is. And it's mostly R&B with sometimes you'll hear a little bit of folk or a little bit of jazz or maybe something else. But we're trying to keep the focus on R&B today. And so you're going to be hearing a lot of super smooth and groovy tracks that I'm sure you are going to love, even if you aren't a big fan of R&B. Let it lower your blood pressure, you know? All right, let's get started with our first artist for today, who is So Soo Bin. There is not much information I can find on him. He is a Korean indie artist, solo, and he is classed as a folk musician from what I can ascertain, but the music I've heard from him is very much R&B and sometimes with a bit of a jazz influence. And we're going to hear a couple of those R&B songs today, two of my favorites. They're off of his album Wave. The first track is called Full of You, and the second track is called Tom. So without any further ado, let's give it a listen. This is So Soo Bin with Full of You and Tom.
잠을 깨우면 빨리 나가야 하는데 힘이 들어 오늘도 쉬고 싶어 힘을 내 너의 눈 별로 내키질 않은데 이상하게 빠른 하루도 그래 나는 볼게 너와 길을 걸으며 이상하게 날씨도 그래 너와 같이 걷고 싶어 네 하루를 빌려 내게 내어주기를 Oh baby 나는 볼게 너와 길을 걸으면 벌써 내일이 돼 난 부족해 어떤 기대 걸어도 너로 가득할래 나는 나 아낌없이 내어주고 내는 걸 어제보다도 너와 조금이라도 같이 있고 싶어 나는 볼게 너와 길을 걸으면 벌써 내일이 돼 그렇게 내게 기대를 걸어 너로 가득할래
계속돼 끝이 없게 해 Every day 아쉽고 Treated us That I've been super late Look into your eyes What did I feel I did close mine I should have been my day
Every day I should go to reach out.